Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Donahue. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pete Donahue. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schuelt for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Donahue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Pete Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Connolly moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Whatwood steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connolly scores. Whatwood scores. McManus moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Webb reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Pete Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver is called out on strikes. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Donahue. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Levy reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Levy steals third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields the ball and throws to Donahue covering. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Burns steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Russell now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rutter pinch hits for Jack Russell. Johnny Rutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and has Redder trapped. There's the throw to Lovey, who tags Redder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. We'll see more now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. McManus scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Worstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp takes first base on ball four. Urbane Pickering pinch hits for Wilsie Moore. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering takes first base on ball four. Van Camp moves to second. Hal Rein pinch runs for Urbane Pickering. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 4 in the game. Olsen bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Van Camp moves to third. Rein moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Van Camp scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and three walks. McManus takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.